Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parsha's Bahar, that's Perek Chafei Pasuk Yedaled. And the pasuk says, when you make a sale to your fellow or you buy something from him, if one man is not allowed to afflict his brother. Article translates this as victimize. One man may not victimize the other. Now, what does that mean? Rashi says over here, the simple way it sounds, that's exactly as it is. Furthermore, yes, Joshua, there's another Joshua. How do you know that when you sell something, you should sell it to a yid, don't sell it to a guy. Tam Lamer, the pasuk says, v'chisimkru memkar la'amisecha mechar. You should sell it to amisecha, to your fellow, to your brother, to a Jew. And uminayin she'im basa liknayz. And how do you know if you want to buy something, k'nei miyisrael chavercha, buy it from a fellow yid? Tam Lamer says in the pasuk, ay kanay miyad amisecha, from your fellow, meaning buy from a yid. And when it's said in the pasuk, al tainu, do not victimize zu aynaz mamayin. This is talking about aynaz of money. This is afflicting him when it comes to financial matters. And we're going to learn about this in the pasuk. Let's go back to Chumash, pasuk tazvav, b'mispar shanim ach. According to the number of years after Yovel, Tikna Meis Amisecha, based off of that, you should set the price when you buy it from your fellow. B'mispar Shnei Tevuos Yimachir Lach, according to the number of crop years, Shnei Tevuos is the years that it could produce crop, that's how much he should sell it to you. Lefi Roiv Hashanim Tarbe Meknasei, according to the greater number of years, meaning if there's a lot of years left till Yovel, so then you can increase its purchase, it could be more money. Lefi Ma'it Hashanim, and if there's a limited number of years, Tamit Meknasei, so based off of that, you have to reduce its price. Because what is he selling you? He's selling you the number of crops in the field. That's the whole purpose of buying a field, is to see how many crops you can get out of it. Let's understand this a little bit better in Rashi. Pasuk Dazvav in Rashi, Mismar Shanim Achar Yevel Tikna Zeu Pshuta. This is the simple understanding, Liyashiv Mekar Alfanov, in order to understand the Pasuk as it is read. Al Ha'inah Balahazir. This Pasuk is coming to warn us about Ainah. Kishatimkar Tikna Karka. When you sell or buy land, Du'u Kam Shanim Yesh Ada Yevel. You should know how many years there are until Yevel. Ulafi Hashanim, and according to how many years are left, which voice I saw then, the number of times that this field can produce a crop, that's how much the seller should sell, and the buyer should buy. Because what's going to end up happening to this field? He's going to have to return it to the seller in the Yovel year. And if there's only a few years till Yovel, and he sells it for a very high price, it turns out that the lekeach, he was nis'ana, he was victimized, he was afflicted. If there's a lot of years left, and the buyer is going to end up having many crops from it, harenis ana meicher. So it turns out that the meicher has been nisana. Lefikach tzarich l'knoisa. Therefore, he has to buy it l'fiyazman based off of the time. That's why it says in the pasuk b'mispar shnei tivuos yimachir lach. Lefim inyan shnei tivuos shetehayoi medes biyad alaykech timkor loy. Based off of the man of years that it's going to be in the hand of the buyer, that's how you shall sell it to him. From Basinu Darshan Mikan and Chazal Darshan from here, Shamaychus Adev, a person selling his field, Einor Shai Ligo Pachas Mishay Shanim, he's not allowed to redeem it within less than 2 years. Shetamish Te Shanim, Biyad Alekech, it's allowed to stay for a minimum of 2 years in the hands of the buyer, Miyayim Liyayim, from day to day, meaning from the day he purchased it until the day the person's allowed to buy it back from him. Vafilu Yeshalish Tvuas, even if there's going to end up being three crops based off of this Cheshbin, Ba'isin Shte Shanim, in these 2 years, Kagan, for example, Shemachar Loi Bekamaisa, if he sold him while it already had standing crop in it, and ushnei any yitzmidei pshutei, and the word shnei meaning years doesn't leave its simple meaning, klemar, meaning to say, misbar shanim shel tevuos, a number of years of crops, v'loy shel shidafin, and not of shidafin, meaning that the crops get ruined. Umiyat shanim shnayim, a minimum of years means 2 years, so the minimum this person gets his field for before the other person has the ability to redeem it from him is 2 years. Tarbe miknasai, you should increase the price. Tim karena b'yeker, you could sell it for a much higher price. Tamit miknasai, you should reduce it. Tamit b'damea, you have to reduce its price. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yedzayin, V'loy Sainu Ishas Amisai, and one person is not to be tain of the other. Don't victimize, don't harass, don't bother the other one. V'yireisam Lekecha, you should fear God, Ki Ani Hashem Lekechem, because I am Hashem your God. V'asisam Eschu Kaisai, and you should do my chukim, my decrees. V'es Mishpatai Tishmeru V'asisam Oisam, and you shall guard, you shall observe my Mishpatim. V'shavtim Al Arts Levetach, and you would dwell, you will live securely on the land. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yedzayin. V'loy Sainu Ishas Amisai, what does that mean? Kan his here, Al Inaz Dvarm over here, this is talking about Inaz Dvarm, meaning harassing or victimizing someone verbally. He shouldn't annoy or harass his friend. And he shouldn't give him advice that's not fit for him, but it's lafi it does fit according to the way of the advisor. Meaning, just because you think that this worked for you, that doesn't mean you should give that advice to someone else if it's not going to work for him. If you're going to say, who knows if I had bad intentions by giving him this advice? That's why the pasuk says, and you should fear your God. He knows your thoughts. He knows anything given over to the heart. Because only the person who has this thought in his heart, he knows that that thought exists. And so does Hashem. So don't think you're going to be able to run away from Hashem. That's why it says about it, you should fear Hashem. The next pasuk in Rashi said, you're going to dwell securely on your land. You're going to be there secure and everything's going to be calm. Shabavayin Shmita Yisrael Galim. Because of the sin of not keeping Shmita, Klai Yisrael goes into Galus. Shemar says in the pasuk, Az Tirsa Arsa Shabseisah. Then the land is going to appease its Shmita years, and we're going to learn about that in Parshas Bechukosai. Vehirtsa Shabseisah. Veshivim Shana Shal Galus Bavel. And the 70 years of Galus Bavel connected Shivim Shmita Shabitlu Hayu. That was because of the 70 Shmitas that they didn't keep properly. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about Shmita. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.